Well, today we're visiting with some of the students with the CAM Digital Media class, CAM High School. We have four students with us today that are involved in a specific project as part of the Digital Media class. So we're going to start today with?
Lane Speaker.
Okay. Lane, tell us a little bit about the project that you're working on.
Well, we've been working on this aerial drone project where we'll go out to people's businesses, our farms, and we'll take overhead pictures of them, and then we're involved with the shop class where they will make frames for them, and we'll print them off on our poster printer. And then if they would like it, we would engrave their names in the frames and send it to them.
How'd you get involved in this project?
Well, at the beginning of the year, Ms. Miller asked me if I would like to be part of the drone team. And then as time went on, we kind of started figuring out projects and ideas, and then this one popped up, and we thought it'd be a great idea.
Okay. Now, this is all part of that digital media class. Are you doing other things in that class as well?
Yeah, I'm involved in a few other things, like all the Photoshop banners and stuff like that, like all the hype videos and hype pictures that go out on social media. I do all of those, and I also help people with other things in there, but doing the drone isn't just a one thing. I also help out with a lot of other things in that class.
Sure. Now, to get to be a part of the drone project, you kind of have to have a commercial drone license then, too. You kind of have to be a commercial pilot, even though you can't fit in those tiny little drones, right?
Yeah. So, technically, to fly the drone and make money and stuff like that, we have to go get a license. So, I studied pretty hard, and last week I went in and actually took the test to be a commercial pilot's whatever you want to call it. And I passed the test, and so now I'm licensed, and I'm able to do everything with the drone.
How tough was the studying and then being able to pass that test? Was it more difficult than you maybe anticipated it was?
Yeah, going into it, I thought it was kind of going to be a breeze, but then once I actually got in there, I was actually a little surprised on how hard it actually was. So when I passed it, it was kind of a relief.
I bet it was. All right, very good. And you've been doing plenty of things through this project, too. How is the class? Is this your first year with this class?
Yeah, this is my first year of the class, and so far it's going really good. I learned a lot of soft skills with the class, like just a lot of things that go along with it, and it's pretty fun so far.
Okay, very good. Well, Lane, thank you so much. And also we have?
Cade Tickner.
Okay. Cade, tell me about your involvement in this project. How did you get involved?
Well, from the start, Ms. Miller also asked me to be a part of the drone project, and I was really interested in that and thought it'd be something fun to get into. And we messed with the drone right away, and then as we've figured out more stuff that we can do with it, we've come up with a lot of different projects, and this new aerial imaging project is a new one.
This is a digital media class has given you a lot of different outlets, hasn't it?
Yeah, tons of different stuff we can use. We're interacting with people, we're learning new technology, and we're getting to use a lot of really cool pieces of technology, yeah.
Talk about the drone project a little bit. You've had a chance to play with that, I don't want to call it a toy, but it's kind of fun to play with once in a while. What all can you do?
Well, this drone, you can go about, it's got a 5-mile range, and you can fly it up to about 400 feet. Gets really good pictures, you can zoom, you can do different kinds of videos with it, and it has just a lot of different things that it can do itself.
Mm-hmm. And you've used it for what type of projects?
Well, we've taken some pictures of our campus at the school, done some of the football field. We auctioned those off at some games, and then we also did some personal stuff for like teachers and people in the school and took some pictures for them, and just all good stuff that we've been practicing to get ourselves up to this new project that we're working on.
Yeah, I guess practicing is a good thing, too, because you don't just take it out of the box and start flying it around right away.
Right. That's what you try to do the first time, and you realize quick you don't know quite what you're doing. And as you log more hours and log more flights, you learn a few tricks that you can work with on it and gives you some better looks up in the air.
And this is all outfitted with a high-definition camera that does both still pictures and video?
Yeah, does. I'm pretty sure it shoots in 4K video and does great still pictures also.
Yeah. What are the benefits for folks who might want to be take advantage of this project?
Well, one thing that we definitely thought is that we can be cheaper because we are a school and we are using this as learning as well, so we can be cheaper than those people that are come and try to take them with a helicopter or like an actual plane. We're using our drone, that which is obviously a lot less expensive than a helicopter or a plane, and we don't have to charge as much because we are a school and we are using this as learning.
Sure, and you've gotten pretty good feedback already through that drone project, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had quite a few people who have already contacted us trying to get a hold of us and trying to get us out there, and we're just trying to finish up our advertising for it, and I think we have some flyers that we're going to be sending out to local businesses, so you'll have to look for those, and we're just finishing that up here at the end of the week. We should have them out by next week.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, good luck with that project. And who else do we have here?
Ethan Fast.
Okay. Ethan, how did you get involved in this project?
I got involved just a little bit after Kate and Lane did. Miss Miller approached me and said this might be something that you'd be interested in, and you know, right away I jumped right into it and having a blast doing it. Yeah.
What interested you about that? I mean, what caught your attention?
The technical aspect of it. I've always been a guy that likes to work with my hands. I've always been big into tinkering with things, and this is a good way to do that right here in school and, you know, not have to pay the money to get it myself.
Tinkering, huh? So you're the drone mechanic?
More or less.
Okay. What have you been able to do with it so far?
A lot of the stuff that I've been doing is just video work and basically taking the videos and editing them to make them look really nice. I've edited a lot of my pictures that I have of snowy landscapes and a couple houses as well, and that's just more or less the editing is what I like to do.
Okay. And you've gone through the licensing process also?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How was that for you?
It was pretty easy. As long as you study hard, I took about 3 months just every day, told myself about an hour of studying, and that got me by just fine. Going in, it is a little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, when we were sitting in the waiting room, we were actually sitting by actual pilots, and we saw a lot of people who probably know this stuff in and out, and we're just now dipping our toe in it. So it's a little bit intimidating, but we got through it.
Well, folks should understand that, too. This isn't just go online, send it in, and take care of business. You have to go over to a registered facility to be able to get through this process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not just something that anybody could do. It does take a lot of commitment, a lot of time. When you first look at your first, you know, aerial chart, it's really, really intimidating. But as soon as you start to understand, you know, some of the keys and stuff like that on it, it gets a lot easier and it actually starts to get a little fun, too.
So explain a little bit of this to folks out there then, too, who don't understand this. When you go to the airport, if you're, say, you're a commercial pilot of an actual plane, you file a flight plan. You know, you go through a little bit of a process before you just hop in and take off. It's not like hopping in the car and driving down the street. Do you have to do similar things with a drone?
Definitely. There's a lot of regulations that the FAA imposes on you, and there's a lot of just a lot of restrictions on where you can fly, how you can fly, when you can fly it, and it's tough. DJI, which is the company that makes our drone, makes it a lot easier because you can get all of the real-time reports and stuff right there on the phone. And, you know, that's also a good aspect in it, too, is you learn, you know, how airlines work and where you can fly, airspace regulations and zones like that. It's a good learning curve, too.
I would have thought some of that what you just said would have scared you off initially.
Definitely did. We had about a chapter book sized manual that we had to look through, and goodness, it was a little intimidating at first. We did have a couple guys come in and, you know, show us what it all means, and sure, a lot of YouTube videos. That's really what got us by.
Sure. All right. Well, mission accomplished so far. All right. And next we have
Kevin Murphy.
Okay. Kevin, tell us about your involvement in the project. Now, are you a little younger than these guys?
Yeah, I'm like the youngest one in this group.
Okay. So why did you get involved?
So one of our guys initially got scared off, and Miss Miller came to me and asked me to get involved and take his spot, so I hopped right on there.
Okay. So why was this of interest to you?
The technical aspect, having like a big technical thing to like play around with at start, and then once I figured out like what actually this was about, it started catching my eye a little more.
Sure. Now the licensing procedure, did you find it maybe to be a little bit tougher than you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it was a little bit tougher, especially when we went into the airport and you have all these pilots around. It's kind of like, what am I here for?
Well, we know why you're here, but talk about the project now, too. We've kind of touched a little bit on what you want to do with that. How is this going to be structured? Are you going to, as a class, be looking and seeking for projects to do, or are you hoping folks will come and inquire about doing some different types of projects with the drone?
Well, we're sending out these flyers to help people, like, contact us and get them involved and see what we actually have projects for.
Okay. Can you tell them a little bit about the drone? We keep talking about drone this and drone that, but this isn't just one of those little toys you pick up at the big box store down the street off the shelf. This is a little bit larger piece of equipment.
Yeah, we have a Mavic 2, and it has a 12-megapixel camera with 8, 4K video that we fly around and take our pictures with and videos.
Okay, so give folks an idea what that all means. I mean, like, a lot of folks are used to having cameras that could take video and still pictures, say, in their cell phones. Is this better than that?
Yeah, it's better than your cell phones, but, like, we're able to go up in the air and, not, and get different angles, which you won't be able to get with it.
Now, I'm thinking that if you've got this thing up in the air and you're taking some video or still pictures, how difficult is it to hold it still? That's all factored in, right?
Yeah, it has a tilt on it, so it, like, monitors where it goes.
So when you're taking video, even if it's moving, you're getting some good, smooth video.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you at all that the technology has come that far?
Well, it's kind of great to have it because then we don't have to worry about it so much with the wind and everything.
Okay, very good. Well, if folks would like to learn more about the project and see maybe how they might be able to benefit from that, how would they do that?
So we'll be sending flyers out soon to local businesses that they can have. It'll have our contact and there are flyers, so we'll have what they're able to pick and choose from.
And I know you guys use a lot of social media, the websites, all that kind of stuff to be able to reach out to folks as well. So why'd you get involved in the digital media class in the first place?
So Miss Miller contacted me about running our camera and everything for the live streams that we do. And that's how I initially got involved with this, and it just took off from there.
Okay. So it's worked out all right for you?
Yeah, it's worked out great.
Very good. Well, check it out coming soon. Look for those flyers then, and look for more online as well about that project. Guys, thank you so much for your time, and continued success with that program.
Thank you.